No, I can't forgive her. Mom left us and she didn't even call me for 2 years. I'm never forgiving her.
What your mom did was wrong, but Jesus still asks you to forgive her anyway. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids and my name is Zach. Come on in, let's get started. Somebody has probably hurt you in your life before, right? Maybe your own mom or dad left and it tore your life to pieces. Well, that can make you really angry, and I don't blame you. But Jesus wants you to forgive the other person anyway. I know that sounds really difficult, but with his help, you can do it. After all, Jesus forgave you for all the bad stuff you've done, and if he did that, you can forgive others as well. Here's what it says in Colossians 3, verse 13. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If you feel someone has wronged you, forgive them. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you. And now our story today, it's called When Forgiveness is Hard. No! Abby ran into her room and slammed the door. She left us! I'm not forgiving her, ever! She dove headfirst into her pillows and burst into tears. It had been 3 years since Mom left. It had been 2 years since her last phone call. Now she wanted to be a part of Abby's life again? Even though she was married to someone else and had a new baby, it wasn't right. Dad came into the room and sat down on the edge of Abby's bed. I know this is hard, Abby, but your mom does love you. She wants you to know she's sorry she hurt you. What she did was wrong. It was. But I did a lot of wrong things too, and you forgave me. But you didn't leave me, Abby said into her pillow. Maybe not. But some of my choices hurt you just as much as your mom's did. The bed shifted as Dad leaned forward and grabbed a book off her nightstand. She didn't have to look to know it was her Bible. I wonder what God says we should do in a situation like this, Dad said. Abby groaned. She knew exactly what God said she should do, but she wasn't ready to stop being mad. Not yet. She doesn't deserve to be forgiven. Could you imagine what it would be like if Jesus had said that about us? Abby shivered. Not being forgiven by Jesus? That would be awful. She rolled over and sat up. I wouldn't like that. Me neither. So if Jesus can forgive us for hurting him, shouldn't we do the same when someone hurts us? Abby thought for a minute before nodding. Yes, but I'm going to need help. Forgiving is hard. We'll help each other, Dad said as he hugged Abby. And God will help us too. Because he forgave us for our sins, we'll be able to forgive others. That doesn't mean the hurt magically goes away. But when we forgive others, we allow him to start healing our broken hearts. I think I'm ready for that. Abby hugged Dad back. I think I'm ready for that too. So how about you? Is there someone in your life that you need to forgive? Forgiving someone doesn't mean you're saying that what they did was okay. It means you're allowing God to step into the situation and begin healing your heart and the heart of the person who hurt you. When we forgive, we're showing others the love Jesus has shown us. Trust him to help you forgive, even when it's hard. Our key verse today,
Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
And our key thought today, forgiveness brings healing. 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus, but you can help tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's word and great stories with a creature feature stuffed animal. Help just one other kid learn about Jesus today at keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.